a large-scale Western. You had a quite elaborate land rush in it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you shoot that?
With a camera.
Mr. Ford, I've noticed that that your view of the West has become increasingly sad and melancholy over the years. I'm comparing, for instance, Wagon Master to the man who shot Liberty Valance. Have you been aware of that change in mood?
No.
Now that I've pointed out, is there anything you'd like to say about it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you agree that the point of Fort Apache, it was that the tradition of the Army was more important than one individual?
Cut.
During all of World War II, though in his late 40s then, Ford was on active duty in the U.S. Navy. He was also involved in extensive undercover activities for the OSS. Decorated a number of times, went from lieutenant commander to a two-star admiral, received the Purple Heart for injuries sustained during the Battle of Midway, which he photographed himself with a handheld camera.
This really happened.
For his first picture after the war, he received the highest salary ever paid a director then, $500,000, and he put it all up to pay for a recreation center in L.A. for veterans of his naval unit.
Let's raise our glasses.
The film, They Were Expendable, remains the finest and most compassionate story of war ever to come from America, and it dealt with one of our greatest defeats in the Philippines. Among Ford's most often recurring themes is the glory in defeat. Ford and Katharine Hepburn had been in love in the 30s. They made one picture together, Mary of Scotland. But Ford was already an Irish Catholic father of two, married to Mary Smith. Yet the friendship between Hepburn, Ford, and Ford's family remained close throughout the years. And in The Quiet Man, his most passionately romantic film, Maureen O'Hara's character is named after the two women Ford loved most, Mary Kate.